Ohio's medical marijuana control program is off and running with dispensaries around the state, although none near Cincinnati at the moment, but they're coming. And it's a perfect time for the Lloyd Library's exhibition Through the Prescription Bottle, Medicinal Cannabis, 1841 to 1937. And with us to talk about this exhibit is Patricia Van Syke, Executive Director of the Lloyd Library and Museum. Welcome back to Around Cincinnati, Patricia.
Thank you, Lee.
This exhibit, which opens Friday, March 29th, a collaboration with the Cannabis Museum scheduled to open next year in Athens, Ohio. Who approached whom about this exhibit and when?
We started having conversations last summer when the Cannabis Museum made a visit to the Lloyd Library. At that time, we had an exhibition that featured artifacts from the field of pharmacognosy, which was natural pharmacy. And they were very interested, and they shared with us that they had an artifact collection, mostly bottles, but also packaging of cannabis-related products historically. They run through 1937, when medicinal cannabis was effectively outlawed. And we just started talking about what the possibilities were. We had a really strong paper collection, books, prints, articles, botanical drawings to support something like that. And we thought if we brought these two together, we could tell a real interesting story about what that essentially 100 years looked like prior to it being outlawed.
Talk about the year 1841. What happened?
So in 1841, there was an English doctor, William O'Shaughnessy, and he returned to England after traveling in India. And there he had seen the medicinal use of cannabis, and he started talking about it, spreading the word. So to Western medicine, particularly Great Britain, Western Europe, and the United States, 1841 was the year that the medicinal use of cannabis began to get on the radar of doctors and pharmacists here.
And 1937, that was a federal ban?
That was a federal ban. It was called the Marijuana Tax Act, and it was much more than a tax act. It was very, very restrictive. Licenses that you had to get that were never issued, and basically covered anybody that had anything to do with the growing, the production, selling medical products, etc. One of the things that came out of that, oh, and by the way, I want to mention that that law was passed over the opposition of the American Medical Association and the American Nursing Association, both who were using cannabis products effectively in treating their patients. But one of the things that happened during that time period is no longer were those products available, but also you were federally banned from testing those products. So one of the things that we're finding that people are playing catch up and researchers with today is there will be a claim that's made, but there won't be the year's worth of medical testing. And so that created a dual challenge, if you will.
And over that 100 years from 1841 to 1937, where was it being grown?
It was originally imported, but then it was grown here in the United States. And it's interesting, there's a lot of overlap and it gets a little bit confusing sometimes what is marijuana or what is the psychoactive part of it, marijuana, and what is hemp. Because hemp was grown, and even it was restricted, but it was grown here as well. In fact, as early as 1619, the Virginia legislature required farmers to grow hemp because there was so much economic value.
And also, I'm wondering what kind of artifacts that you have on display. Is it from 1841 to 1937?
That's correct. Mostly it will cover that period. I think there are a few bottles that go back to the 1830s that came from other parts of the world. But most of the focus is on that 1841 through 1937 period when medicinal cannabis or medical marijuana was used here in the United States.
In what form? Was it a liquid?
It came in all kinds of forms, just as we're seeing rolled out today. There were edibles, there were tinctures, there were pills, there was just the raw product, the leaves.
Were there advertisements?
Oh, definitely there were advertisements. And that's one of the things that will be in the exhibition as well. It was featured in major magazines like Collier's. We have some drug price lists from our collections. One of the things that I want to point out is that once it really took hold, and one of the reasons we call it through the prescription bottle is actually as glass technology changed, it widened the mass production of prescription bottles for all sorts of things, including cannabis. But as soon as the technology for the prescription bottle changed, we saw cannabis being sold by every major drug company in the country, Park Davis, Eli Lilly, and the Lloyd Brothers.
Tell us about some of the photographs that are going to be in the exhibit.
So, as I mentioned, this was also very much tied to the field of industrial pharmacy. Prior to the late 1800s, if you went to a pharmacist, they would individually mix your solution or your prescription for you. The process of industrial pharmacognosy, where the Lloyd brothers were actually pioneers, changed all of that, where one bottle would essentially be the same as the next bottle. And we have photographs from our collection of the Lloyd brothers inside the factory, that sort of thing.
And there's also a number of special programs throughout the run of this exhibition, starting with one on April 12th.
Yeah, that's correct. We are really excited about our program series. And one of the things that is very important to us, you mentioned at the beginning of the show that this was a very timely topic, is that we don't just show old things as beautiful or as interesting as they may be. We want them to connect with issues that are very relevant today. And so we have programs that pick up more on the history. So the one that you described on April 12th is actually from the curator, the collector at the Cannabis Museum, and the things you see in the exhibition will go into a lot more detail. But we also have programs that are very contemporary. We have a program given by a nurse on the medicinal use of cannabis for Alzheimer's disease, which is an approved use in the state of Ohio, and social workers and nurses can even get continuing education credit for attending this lecture.
And then Pastor Damon Lynch III will also speak.
Yeah, we're really excited about that, and that was an important component because this isn't just about science and just about medicine. It has a much wider context, and he brings a social justice perspective to the discussion, mainly that all people in the community should benefit from the dispensing of medical marijuana.
And then on Saturday, May 11th, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., a cannabis symposium.
Yeah, that is something that we are also really looking forward to. There are four programs that day, including the tours, and we're going to be giving both a past perspective and a current perspective. So we have Dr. Teresa Cully, who is the head of the botany department at UC, talking about the use of medicinal cannabis across cultures and across time. But we also have the person that runs the lab testing program for Ohio, talking about how that works. And that was really fascinating for me to think about, you know, when we get any other kind of medicine, of course, we want it to be free of contaminants and not any poisons or anything like that. But it hadn't really occurred to me until we put this program series together how important it was with cannabis to make sure there's not pesticides in the product, molds, or other things that might be harmful. And so he'll talk about how that whole process and program works. And then we have someone speaking about women's historic use of cannabis, particularly, again, during that time period, the 1841 to 1937, either with a medical practitioner or on their own, particularly with issues related to things like pain management and anxiety.
I found it interesting that there's a cannabis degree program at Hocking College.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that the same day. This is the first program in the country where you get a degree where you can work, where you're certified to work in the cannabis industry. It's an associate's degree.
Well, this whole exhibition and all the programs affiliated with it sound really exciting.
Thank you, Lee, so much.
The exhibition through the prescription bottle, Medicinal Cannabis, 1841 to 1937, will run from March 29th through August 23rd at the Lloyd Library and Museum, 917 Plum Street in downtown Cincinnati. I'd like to thank my guest, Patricia Van Syke, Executive Director of the Lloyd Library, for coming in tonight. Thanks, Patricia.
Thank you, Lee.
For more information about this exhibition and reservations, if you'd like to attend any of the events, as well as the Cannabis Museum in Athens, Ohio, and the Lloyd Library and Museum, visit our website, wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Lee Hay.